Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
Quero morrer numa batucada de bamba, na cadência bonita do samba. Eu quero morrer numa batucada de bamba, na cadência bonita do samba.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. All this week, we're looking at the music of Brazil, the host nation of this year's World Cup. The tournament starts tomorrow, but Brazilians have been singing about soccer for almost 100 years. This song in the background is called Na Cadência do Samba, and several generations of Brazilians have grown up associating this song with the game. It's got an alternate title which translates, How Beautiful It Is. And as you may know, Brazilians call soccer the beautiful game. But this was not written as a soccer song. It just kind of got swept up in Brazil's constant football fever. But you don't have to look very far to find some of Brazil's most famous musicians actually writing songs about the sport. And sometimes, even about a single game. Listen. This song was written in 1919 by Pixinguinha, who would become one of Brazil's greatest songwriters of the 20th century. This was one of his first big hits, and it's now considered a standard. It's called 1-0, or in English, 1-0, or in soccer English, 1-0. That was the score in that year's South American Championship game. Brazil 1, Uruguay 0. It was a big deal. And almost 100 years later, the song is still a big deal. Uma Zero, 1-0, by the triumphant Brazilian composer Pixinguinha. Some of these Brazilian soccer songs are pretty well traveled. There's a popular tune called Fla Flu that's been recorded by several American musicians. Fla is Flamengo, and Flu is Fluminense, two soccer clubs in Rio de Janeiro. Their crosstown rivalry is a thing of legend. Here's the American mandolinist Mike Marshall with his version of the song. Fla Flu, a song about a fierce football rivalry in Rio. Many Brazilians and quite a few musicians outside Brazil can play these songs about soccer, and, you know, you can just look at it as Brazilians celebrating the beautiful game and the beautiful way in which they play it. Nothing scary about that. But if you're Argentina, or Germany, or Spain, and you've gone to Brazil thinking you have a chance to win the World Cup on Brazilian soil, there is one song you do not want to hear them singing. It's called A Taça do Mundo é Nossa, which means the World Cup is ours. It was written after Brazil won its first World Cup in 1958, and it had a big revival in 1962, and wouldn't you know it, the Brazilians won the cup again. So we'll wrap up this little segment with a musical warning to all the other countries at this year's World Cup. This is Coral da Copa, or the Cup Coral, singing The World Cup is Ours. And to the rest of you, good luck. Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.